Aye. My friend Andy and I heard the call of the wild on a warm summer day in Cheney, Washington. We were 17 years old, and life just felt so free and easy and simple back then. And there's nowhere else that I would have rather been living at that time in my life than Cheney. I had lots of friends. We did lots of events, saw lots of musical concerts, and tons of keg parties. And that part of my brain was still intact that's reserved for memorizing all the phone numbers of your friends. So we decided we were going to go up north of Spokane, find a remote place to do a little camping. We ended up 75 miles approximately away from home, north of Colville at a little lake. We found a nice level clearing we could drive my car into. Set up camp, did a little exploring around, and noticed that the closest sign of other human life was a motorhome that was probably about a quarter mile or so down at the other end of the lake. So it was exactly what we set out for. Remote, spend some time in the woods and camp out under the stars. Now, I did mention that life was free and simple and easy at that time, man, so there was no need for any forward-type thinking, obviously. Like maybe consulting with a weather forecast. And that afternoon, it started getting a little cloudy and cooler, and didn't take long before it was cloudy, cooler, and rainy, and the weather just kept getting worse and worse. So we decided, hey, we're going to roll up camp. We're going to get out of here. So we folded, zipped, and rolled up and stuffed everything back into the hatchback of my little Mazda. And by then, it was getting dark and it was really raining. So we hopped into the car, relieved that we had made the right decision to get out of there. Started her up, well, tried to start her up. No way, man, it ain't starting. So, bright side. We did accomplish part of our goal. We did spend a little bit of time out in the woods, but we weren't going to be sleeping under the stars. We were going to be sleeping in the car seats, in the upright position, burning a little candle that my friend Andy had brought in the car's ashtray there, trying to get a little bit of heat there. And we spent quite a long night, but in the morning, the weather had cleared and it wasn't too bad. So we got out and we stretched and we opened up the hood of the Mazda and we proceeded to stare into the engine compartment, waiting for some divine inspiration that never came. So we walked on down to that motorhome that I mentioned earlier, knocked on the door, explained our predicament. And in no time at all, we were seated at that little dining table there in the motorhome, and the lady was making us a fine breakfast of bacon and eggs. Don't mind if I do. It was an older couple, probably grandparent age, and after breakfast, the old boy invited us to go out fishing in his boat. Hell yeah! Things are looking up. It was a pretty nice morning. We went out, and as I remember, we drug dry flies around the back of his boat around that alpine lake. It was a nice morning. He caught a few trout. My friend Andy caught one or two. I didn't catch any. And to this day, I'm convinced they gave me the crappy fly on purpose. After fishing, they gave us a couple of sandwiches and told us if we needed anything else, come on back. So we hiked up back to the Mazda, opened up the hood, and proceeded to stare into the engine compartment again. Yeah, still nothing. About that time, in rolls a car of young local people, stoner types. Yeah, it turns out that where we were camped seems to be where these people want to come up and hang out and do their stoner stuff. And as luck would have it, we're stoner types too! Yeah, things were really looking up now. So we hung out with these people for a couple of hours, shot the shit, and spent not a small amount of time, all of us, staring into the engine compartment of that Mazda. Yeah, still wasn't happening. So we caught a ride with them down the hill, 5 miles down the dirt road to the highway. They were heading north, we were heading south, said our goodbyes. Andy and I stuck our thumbs out to start hitchhiking back to Spokane. For quite a while, we stood there and watched a steady stream of trucks that we would have been happy to ride in the bed of. Big cars that we were pretty sure there was plenty of room in there for us. Finally, somebody did stop, and it was this tiny little compact car. And it was a young couple, and they had a baby in the back seat in the car seat, and a bunch of stuff in the car, and man, I tell you what, they didn't have room for us, really. But they were insistent. They weren't going to leave a couple of 17-year-olds on the side of the highway in the middle of nowhere. And man, when I say they didn't have room for us, I was really thinking of a way to politely say thanks, but no thanks. I'm sure there's going to be a bigger car coming along soon. But they scooted, they smushed, they redistributed stuff, and they made enough room to get us in. My friend Andy at 5'6" hopped right in. Me, I had to fold myself into three pieces and fit into the car, and with my knees up around my chin, we headed off to Spokane. Really not a bad trip. Really nice people, good conversation, time went by fast. And in the end, in the long run, they actually drove what was 32 miles out of their way round trip to drop us at our front door in Cheney, Washington. Now, let me tell you another story here really quick about my first road trip in that car. 16 years old, I was coming out of Tri-Cities. I got lost, had a navigational error, I was broke, and I ran out of gas. Had to hitchhike a couple miles up the road to this mom and pop gas station convenience store. Used the phone, called home. Well, my stepdad got on the phone with the owner and said, hey, you know, can you front the guy $5 worth of gas in a gas can? He'll bring you back the can and we'll make sure you get your $5. Nope, hell no, ain't falling for that scam. And he had to drive, my stepdad had to drive an hour and a half to come get me. So it really just makes me wonder, what are the difference in the life experience of somebody who, because of the fear of losing $5 in a gas can, rather than maybe the joy of helping someone out, as opposed to these people that went so far out of their way for us, made us some breakfast, the other ones who moved all this stuff. And then I think about my own life experiences combined. And I like to think that if your chips were down and I came upon you, I'm going to scoot, I'm going to smush, and I might even cook you some bacon and eggs.